The first movie we will study in this class is called 12 Angry Men. It came out in 1957 and shows how 12 men decide whether or not a 17-year-old boy is guilty of the crime of murder. I'd like to begin by talking about some of the judge's instructions to the jury at the beginning of the movie.
Listen to the testimony. You've had the law read to you and interpreted as it applies in this case. It's now your duty to sit down and try and separate the facts from the fancy.
Now, let's look at each sentence. You've listened to the testimony. The judge is not speaking very clearly here. He sounds a little bored. I think he must be saying, "You've listened to the testimony." But I can't hear him say, "you've." The Longman English Dictionary says that the word testimony means a formal statement that something is true. When people speak in a court of law about what happened in a case like this one, their speech is called testimony. One important job of a juror is to listen to testimony.
You've had the law read to you and interpreted as it applies in this case?
You've had the law read to you and interpreted as it applies in this case. Ordinary people become jurors. Unlike judges and lawyers, they are not experts on the law, but they must make very important decisions based on the law. It is the job of the judge to make sure that the jurors have had the relevant laws read to them and that the laws have been explained properly. The jury system is based on the idea that, in a democracy, ordinary citizens are smart enough to understand the laws. In other words, ordinary citizens may not have broad knowledge of the law, but they have the ability to understand the laws if they are explained properly.
It's now your duty to sit down and try and separate the facts from the fancy.
It's now your duty to sit down and try to separate the facts from the fancy. A duty is something that someone must do. Longman says that it is something you have to do because it is morally or legally right. Fancy is something that is imagined but is not true. Longman says that fancy means an idea or opinion that is not based on fact. So, in other words, the jurors must sit down and decide what is true and what is not true. Now, let's listen to this part of the judge's instructions again.
You've listened to the testimony. You've had the law read to you and interpreted as it applies in this case. It's now your duty to sit down and try and separate the facts from the fancy.
Soon after this, the judge tells the jurors that they must make their decision on the basis of reasonable doubt.
If there's a reasonable doubt in your minds as to the guilt of the accused, a reasonable doubt, then you must bring me a verdict of not guilty. Now, if, however, there's no reasonable doubt, then you must, in good conscience, find the accused guilty.
If there's a reasonable doubt in your mind as to the guilt of the accused, a reasonable doubt, then you must bring me a verdict of not guilty. Longman says that doubt is a feeling of being not sure whether something is true or right. The phrase "not sure" is important. Even if we think that it is likely that something happened, we may still have some doubts about it. It is also important to think about why we do not feel sure. The judge uses the phrase reasonable doubt. Reasonable is based on the word reason. If a doubt is reasonable, there are reasons for it. It is possible to doubt anything. We might doubt, for example, that the sun will come up again tomorrow. However, if we don't have a reason to doubt that the sun will come up, our doubt is not a reasonable one. When the judge says, "If there's a reasonable doubt, you must bring me a verdict of not guilty," he is saying that the jurors must consider whether or not there is a good reason to think that the boy might not be guilty. This is very different from considering whether or not the boy is probably guilty. This idea of reasonable doubt is at the heart of the jury system and this movie. Let's listen to the judge talk about reasonable doubt one more time.
If there's a reasonable doubt in your minds as to the guilt of the accused, a reasonable doubt, then you must bring me a verdict of not guilty. Now, if, however, there's no reasonable doubt, then you must, in good conscience, find the accused guilty.
The verdict is the decision that the jurors make. They will either say guilty or not guilty. The accused is the boy. He has been accused of murder, so he is called the accused. Then the judge tells the jurors that their decision must be unanimous.
However you decide, your verdict must be unanimous.
However you decide, your verdict must be unanimous. Longman says that a unanimous decision, vote, agreement, etc., is one in which all the people involved agree. Everyone must agree. This, too, is a very important idea in the American jury system and in this movie. If one or more people on the jury do not agree with the other jurors, they must talk more. The requirement that the decision be unanimous often forces the jurors to talk more than they would if it were only necessary that a majority of the jurors agree. It also makes it harder to find the accused guilty. In order to find the accused guilty, all 12 jurors must agree that there is not a reasonable doubt about the guilt of the accused.